Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Chip. Happy anniversary.
Oh, no, I forgot.
I forgive you.
Which one is this?
We've been going steady for 7 complete weeks. It's a new record for me.
Me too. I wonder what it is. Hey, neat. Just what I needed.
You know what it is?
No.
It's a Chinese abacus, so you can count all the days that we've been going together. And look, I've marked all our future anniversaries. Now you'll never forget them again in all the years to come. Look, they put up the sign.
I guess the dance is really on.
Oh, I've been looking forward to it. Our first dance.
Jitterbug your way back to the 30s. What are they talking about? What's a jitterbug?
It's a dance from the olden days. I was talking to Mary Alice last night. She's on the committee. She said that we're going to invite our parents and have a dance just like way back then.
Why?
Well, you know how our parents are always saying that our music is crazy and that our dances are dumb?
Sure.
Well, this will be one of their parties, and we're going to find out if there really is much more fun than it ours. We're going to have crooners and foxtrots and razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz? Well, we're going to need some old guy advice. I can hardly remember back to Frankie Avalon. What do you mean, invite our parents?
Well, fathers are going to escort the daughters, and the mothers are supposed to go with the sons. I have to tell Daddy tonight that he has a date with me, and you better... Oh,
Yeah, we'll have a nice time at the dance.
Have a nice time? But we're going steady. How can I go to the dance without you?
How can I go to the dance with my mother if I don't have a mother?
Oh, Chip.
You don't have to feel sorry for me. I'm used to it. Anyhow, Uncle Charlie's practically the same as a mother, except he calls the kitchen the galley.
I'll be there all alone with my father. I'll be disgraced.
You mean you'd go anyway even if I couldn't?
Everybody else is going, almost.
I guess it's okay to feel sorry for me after all.
Chip, maybe I can help you. It happens I'm going steady with Marcia Billings.
Good luck.
Me and Marcia got the same problem that you and Debbie do. We want to go to the dance, but Marcia doesn't have a father.
Hey, I could go to the dance with Marcia's mother.
Sure, and Marcia could go with your father.
Good thinking.
Okay to tell Marcia your dad will be your date?
Sure, tonight I'll tell him I told you to tell her. He'd be glad to. Could I ask you kind of a favor?
Sure, go ahead, Chip.
Well, it won't cost you anything except for the corsage.
The corsage?
Marcia Billings is this girl I don't know. But there's this boy I do know named Frank Wilson. Marcia goes with him. Only she doesn't have a father. Well, see?
Are you talking about the 8th grade dash, Chip?
Yeah.
And you want me to take Marcia?
Gosh, would you, Dad? That way I could go with her mother. And then I could be with Debbie. It's a matter of life and death.
Well, I don't usually go out with strange women, but, well, once in a while a man has to live dangerously. Here, I'll help you out, Chipper.
Thanks a lot, Dad. Is this tie look okay, Dad?
Oh, it looks fine, Chipper. How about mine?
Okay. Now, some of the kids wanted to dress like you guys did back in the 30s. You know, with those big wide ties, floppy trousers and junk. But we decided not to, because you can't have fun at a dance if everybody looks stupid.
Of course you can.
Dad, I just wanted to tell you, Debbie Martin is who I'm going steady with. So even though I'm going to the dance with Marcia's mother, well, I won't be...
I think I get the idea, Chip. Once we get there, there'll be a general reshuffling of partners.
Yeah, that's it. Except for you and Marcia's mother. I guess the two of you are kind of stuck with each other.
Well, don't give it another thought, Chip. We'll just sit around and talk about the olden days. You know, the Teapot Dome scandal and Teddy Roosevelt and his rough riders.
Yeah, way back when.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your announcer from the Rainbow Room, high above the boys' gymnasium in downtown Bryant Park. Bringing you Bill Bergerdorf and his bandits, who ask you that toe-tapping musical question, ain't she sweet? I say one, two, three, four.
I bet you heard that tune a million times on your Christmas set, right, Mr. Douglas?
Debbie?
Excuse us.
Now, let's see. Chip is going steady with Debbie, and they're dancing together.
Frank is going steady with Marcia, and they're dancing together.
Love seems to be such a terribly serious thing at their age. Were we so intense?
Oh, I was. Every boy in the class, at the same time. How about you?
I was in love with four girls, from a distance. But as I remember, you're the best-looking girl I ever took to a junior high dance.
Thank you. Hi, Mom. Having fun?
Definitely. What happened to Frank?
Oh, he had to help with the tables for refreshments, but he'll be back.
Hi. All right. Well, they're starting to serve the punch and junk. Debbie ought to help slice the cakes.
Well, Nancy, how about a round of junior high punch?
Of course, when in Rome.
Chip, how about you and Marcia?
Me and Marcia?
I'll wait for Frank.
Oh. If you'll excuse us.
Oh, sure, go ahead. We can sit here and watch the old couples doing that old junk where they touch each other.
Well, I really made a faux pas, didn't I? I mean, suggesting that Chip have some punch with Marcia.
It seems going steady is a more binding relationship than marriage.
I hope nobody thinks it's funny, you and me sitting together like this.
I hope not.
It was sure nice of your mother to come.
It was real nice of your dad, too. He's real good looking, isn't he? I guess you look a lot like him.
Me? Oh. Your mom's real good looking, too. I guess that's how you got to be so pretty.
Thank you. This is supposed to be like our parents' dance, and they used to dance with just anybody.
Why don't we? After all, we're friends of each other's steady.
Steve, do you see what I see?
Right.
Marcia and Chip are dancing together.
No.
Debbie never told me what a good dancer you were, Chip.
That's because I'm not. It's just that you're so good.
Aw, you're sweet.
You know, Nancy, times change, music changes, and styles change, but junior high school punch always tastes the same.
One-third grape juice, one-third ginger ale, and one-third dissolved wax from the cup.
Excuse me. Dad, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, sure, Jeff.
I'll freshen my makeup while you men talk.
Problems?
And how?
I thought you were having a good time.
I am, but with the wrong girl.
Oh.
I went wild. Started dancing with Marcia. And now I don't even want to dance with Debbie.
Is that bad?
It's terrible. Marcia's Frank's girl.
Oh, that's right. You know, for a minute there, I lost track.
Well, how come you dance with Marcia all the time? She wasn't your date.
Well, when you get to be my age, you'll understand. I couldn't help myself.
Boy, Chip, I'm afraid you're going to end up like Adolf Menjo in the movie I saw tonight.
What was that?
What?
Like somebody throwing rocks against the window. Who is it? Who's down there?
It's me, Frank. How you doing?
Pretty good. What are you doing on my lawn in the middle of the night?
I just wanted to make sure you had a good time tonight. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, that's what I figured. I'll see you tomorrow.
I wonder what he was doing standing out there in the middle of the night.
He was there because it's an infernal triangle.
A what?
When two guys like the same girl, that makes an infernal triangle. I learned that in the Adolf Menjo movie.
What happened to Adolf Menjo?
Well, he started liking this girl that belonged to somebody else. So the guy who she belonged to said he was going to do something to the other guy.
What'd he do?
Shot him. Good night.
Frank, I'm your friend. And I just want you to know that I won't ever see Marcia again.
Okay. Well, if I see her at school, well, I'll just duck around a corner or something. You don't have to worry.
Okay, goodbye.
Boy, I didn't think you'd ever get off that phone. I've got to get a date this weekend.
Hello? Oh, just a minute.
Dad!
Yes?
How's my day?
See you.
Oh, thanks.
Hello. Oh, hi, Nancy.
Steve, I thought you might be interested. I went to a PTA meeting of mothers today. We decided it was sweet of the kids to give our customs a try, so we'd like to sponsor a dance, and this time, we'll meet them halfway.
You mean we attempt their music and dancing?
Right. Maybe there could be some communications between our generations after all.
Sounds like a fine idea.
Well, we want to get it right. I told everybody you had a son, Robbie, who could advise us on adolescence. Your habits, care and feeding, language, you know.
Well, good. How about tonight? He'll be home. I'll be here, too.
Will Chip be home?
Yeah, he'll be here.
Well, I don't want to leave Marcia alone. If you don't mind, I'll bring her along and, well, she could talk to Chip.
Oh, fine. Yes, I'll see you later.
Wonderful. Bye-bye.
Next.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, Dad, you remember that problem I was having about Marcia?
Yeah.
Well, I solved it. I told Frank I'm never going to see her again.
Well, you're going to see her once more, Chip, because that was Mrs. Billings on the phone, and she and Marcia are coming over here tonight.
Well, that's called chrismet.
Chrismet?
When two people get thrown together, because it's written in the stars. I learned that from an old Joan Crawford movie.
Marcia, we've got to face it. We're going steady with other people. We have to think about their feelings and junk.
But I want to be with you, Chip. I keep thinking about you.
Well, you better just try and forget me. I'm not so great.
Oh, but you are, Chip.
Well, I didn't even make the volleyball team.
That doesn't matter.
Well, I got in trouble for being late to electric shop.
Who cares?
And half the time I leave my dirty clothes on the floor. See, I'm not so great.
But you are.
I am? Why, Marcia, you're sure not making this easy. Now, what you need is a group with a beat. I can take care of that. The Griefs, there's something else.
Do they have good rhythm?
Not rhythm, beat.
Hey, Jazzy.
Oh, now, Milt, I'm sure Jazzy is out.
Neato?
Teenagers haven't used that for weeks. This dance has to be on the ball.
Oh, what you mean is out of sight.
Out of sight?
Right.
Huh. See?
Hey, now we're cooking.
Oh, Milt, I don't think... Oh,
no, I mean, now we're...
Out of sight.
Yeah, out of sight.
Don't you wish you were carefree and had nothing to worry about like our folks in there?
Yeah. It must be great to be grown up, never ever have any problems.
Was Marcia here tonight?
Yeah, she came over with her mother.
Isn't it time for the rock to hit the window?
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Chip.
I heard your rock.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk to you.
Okay.
I went by Marcia's house tonight. She wasn't home.
Yeah, I know. She went out with her mother.
Do you know where she went?
Yeah. Do you know where she went?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Chip.
Are you still going to the teenage dance with Debbie?
Sure.
Is Frank still going to go with Marcia?
Of course, they're going steady.
I know how you can solve your problem.
How?
Walk off the end of the pier and don't tread water. Saw that in a George Raft movie. Let you.
Hi.
Thank you.
think it's so different from the way we danced in our day.
Well, I distinctly remember dancing closer together. This is more like basketball practice.
Enjoying it anyhow.
Yeah. Except for Chip and Marcia. They're doing the last act from Camille.
Chip, why don't you dance this one with Marcia? No point in just standing there and staring at each other all night.
They like her so much.
That's true.
I don't enjoy hurting anybody's feelings.
Oh, Chip, I'm so sensitive.
Yeah. Let's go sit down.
That was a real good book report that you gave yesterday in English.
Oh, it was nothing. I dig Ivanhoe.
You're intelligent.
Not so much.
Yes, you are.
Well, maybe I am.
Frank and Debbie. Pretend they're having such a good time.
Eating their hearts out.
I didn't think eating your heart out was that much fun.
No, you didn't. Chip, tell them now. Tell them we have to break up with them.
I hate to spoil their party. Hey, Frank.
Oh, hi, Chip.
Oh, no. What's the matter with them?
I don't know. But I don't think Frank's going to be throwing rocks in my window anymore.
That it was great. I mean, the kids don't think grown-ups are so square after all. Well, thanks for giving us the dance.
Oh, you're welcome, Chip. I hear you and Marcia worked out your problems.
Yeah. I'm going steady with her now. And Frank's going steady with Debbie. Are you going steady with Marcia's mother?
Oh, no. Oh, we're just good friends.
Boy.
Dad doesn't get hung up on girls. He has emotional sterility, like me.
Thanks, Ernie.
Don't mention it.
Well, good night, guys.
Night, Dad.
Good night, Dad.
What was that?
Here we go again. I thought you and Frank had things straightened out.
We did.
Tell them to choose his weapons and we'll meet him at daybreak. That's what they did in a Douglas Fairbanks Jr. movie.
For you.
For me?
Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Sheldon. Guess what I'm doing here?
I'm throwing rocks at the window.
Did you know that I carry Patricia Fenman's books home every day?
Yeah. Then is it true you traded her a peanut butter sandwich for a liverwurst at lunch yesterday?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Ernie.
Sheldon's jealous because I traded sandwiches with Patricia Fenman at lunch yesterday.
You hung up on Patricia Fenman?
No, I'm hung up on liverwurst.
Not dirty. Thank you.
What could be as nice as an hour with my three sons? How about an hour with three daughters?
Sure.
Stay tuned for Bobby Joe, Betty Joe, Billy Joe, and everyone at the Shady Rest Hotel on Petticoat Junction as TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning continues.